Islam's holy month of Ramadan is now underway, and it can be a time to strengthen community bonds across borders. But reporter Deepak Singh, who's now in India, is finding it difficult to call a friend to send him greetings. That's because the friend is in Pakistan.
About a year ago, I lived in Gambier, Ohio, where my wife was a visiting professor at Kenyon College. One day, sitting in a locally owned coffee shop, I was writing something about my hometown, Lucknow, India, when I heard someone speaking Urdu around me. Spoken in Pakistan, it's like a sister language to my mother tongue, Hindi. I looked away and smiled to myself, thinking I must have been missing home, because the odds of finding someone who spoke my language were slim in rural Ohio. The thought left my mind, but in a few minutes, I heard someone who sounded like my brother, similar lilt, intonation, an accent. Feeling a little eerie about it, I looked around and saw a tall, young Indian-looking boy. He gave me half a smile. I went up to him and introduced myself. He was Sharik, a young lad from Lahore, Pakistan. He had come to America to go to college and had never met anyone from India before. In the next 2 hours, a conversation in Urdu and Hindi flowed across the Kenyon College, and laughter echoed back and forth along the stone walls of the campus. We walked and talked about cricket, kebabs, kites, and the alleys and bazaars of Lucknow and Lahore. We became immediate friends. After a few months, at the end of the school year, we left the US to go to our respective countries. Since Lucknow and Lahore are less than 600 miles apart, we thought we'd still be close. After getting to Pakistan, my friend has tried to call me several times but hasn't been able to get through, and I have tried to call him from India many times with the same result. It turns out that there is a restriction on calls between India and Pakistan, something I'd never thought about before. Although Sharik and I are emailing constantly, we feel really far apart. There's a long-standing rivalry between our two countries that's existed since we each gained independence from Britain more than half a decade ago. Now, we are waiting to get back to the States to meet again.
That was reporter Deepak Singh in Lucknow, India.